brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're already running out of time here. I've covered about 30% of the news. I've got huge biological weapon lobotomy news we need to get to. I've got news about the NFL and how they're about to go after him criminally for this bounty program. I've got comments I want to make about the Mega Millions and lotteries in general. Huge internet spying being announced. I've got to get to it all. Let's go to William in Florida. You're on the air, William. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, bud?
I'm not doing too good.
I am not either. In the last month, I have been awakened, and I want to thank you. I want to do a shout-out to my friend Mike E., who awakened me. I just want to talk about two organizations that I was involved with. They're Illuminati organizations. I want to hear what you think about them. The first one was the Jehovah's Witness organization. My parents had me in them from about 5 to 17. Total hunger game, breeding ground for control. They want to control you. They don't want you to celebrate holidays. They just want you to go to their organization, do what they say. If you don't do what they say, you're kicked out. You can't talk to your family members. You can't talk to anybody. So that's my first organization I was highly involved in. Second one is another one called the Union League, which are all over the country. They have them in Philadelphia. They have them in Chicago. They have them one here in Florida where I live now. I was in part of the Philadelphia chapter. I worked for them. I was a banquet server. I could tell you things I seen. Illuminati ceremonies. I seen it. Things of that nature that went on in this club, which were basically for like bankers and political people that ran the city of Philadelphia. So, it's enlightened me. I want to know if you know anything about those two organizations and what you think.
Well, on the first one, I don't generally like any big organized group. And basically anything of any size generally gets taken over. But on the Jehovah's Witness, type groups, what happens is they point out a lot of real stuff that's going on in the world, and then they themselves, from what I've seen and heard, I don't want to pass judgment on people, then create something kind of cult-like because you're only supposed to stay within that group because you're the chosen group and the end of the world's coming. All I know is it's our job to go out and warn everybody and do whatever we can. Now, as for all these different subgroups within cities and regions, you probably saw Masonic-type rituals. And that's all part of just kind of the camp followers of whatever local establishment they've got in place in your area. So I don't know enough about the Union League to be able to comment on that as well. All I know is that they put fluoride in the water to dumb us down. They want us to take vaccines to dumb us down, and I have the documents. They want us to take vaccines to reduce our fertility. They want us to drink out of bisphenol A to reduce our fertility. We're under chemical attack. The public is drunk on chemicals and biologicals. Kids are misbehaving because of the chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals. And I'm glad that you're, quote, awake now, but that's always a process for all of us. And so I just say more power to you, my friend. Please continue to educate yourself and to reach out to others.
I just wanted to say one more thing before I went. Regarding the Jehovah's Witnesses and their chosen group, as you said, I just want to let you know their new world that they call it the new world or the new system is what their people are going to be going to. That's the exact names that they use.
But isn't it like only 200 and something thousand, I think, that are actually going to be part of the future?
Yeah, that's what they say. And they also say that the dead are going to rise and walk on the earth.
I've seen that in a few horror movies. Whatever. Oh, man. All right, I appreciate your call. It's just overwhelming, man. I feel like I've been beat up right now, I tell you. All right, look, I'm going to get to Chris, Kirk, Richard, Soldier, and others. But first, I got to get into some of this news. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For joining us here today. More of your calls and a ton of news coming up later here in this third hour today. But let me first get to a subject of the psychological warfare grid we're in, and that everything you see on the nightly news, most of what you see in films, in text, is meant to influence you, to brainwash you. And the globalists think you're stupid. They write books on it. Eber Bernays 80 years ago, Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, just a few years ago, admitting all of it. But those are publications for the intelligentsia. And most people who get into the intelligentsia don't feel sorry for the general public. They get off on the fact that they know how things really work and that the general public doesn't. And they use it as an advantage against everyone else. They see it as winning, as Charlie Sheen would say, winning, to bring back that anachronism. So we have all of these different systems being deployed and used against us. And in the last decade or so, I became aware of a new generation of vaccines. They're not really vaccines. They just call them that because they know you're acclimated to vaccines. They are genetically engineered viruses that are really nanotech, or in some cases, they are bacteria carrying viruses, and they use the bacteria to then replicate to deploy the viruses to ensure that the viruses take, and they're designed to eat certain brain tissues. Just like they announced they're coming out with a live virus that changes your heart and arteries to, quote, cure heart attacks, or viruses. Of course, they don't say viruses until you actually read the research. It'll say vaccine to cure smoking, drinking, and heroin use, because it goes in and attacks the normal receptors you have for those drugs. Those drugs are mimicking things that naturally are occurring in your brain. So it is a lobotomy of sorts. And the Pentagon admits they're testing drugs, vaccines, brain manipulating systems in Wired magazine 7-8 years ago. It's all over the place. And they're deploying this. And the evidence is they're releasing mosquitoes in Africa, in Florida, in the U.S., that make you, you know, take your vaccines. They're coming out with potatoes and with beets and with bananas that have vaccines growing in them. It's called pharmacological crops. And the public's so ignorant. Every time I mention this, I get, you know, see comments or emails. Oh, Alex, there's no such thing. They won't type in pharmacological crop and find out it's real. So you're living in Buck Rogersville, but it's run by eugenicists that want to reduce your population. And they're so arrogant, they just sit back and see this all as a huge experiment. The UN's been caught giving people live polio shots, live HIV shots. They've been caught sterilizing people, giving them sterile shots in the tetanus. All of it on record. And then the yuppies say, well, there are too many people. Really? Really? Are you going to actually go there and make that woman have a miscarriage? Are you going to kill that three-year-old baby you're saying kill after birth, as they're now promoting? Are you going to cut grandma off her health care? And here's something else. I know you get on a power trip imagining yourself as a controller. You are being fed the fluoride water and the radioactive isotope water that's put in your city water supply on record. You are being given the deadly vaccines. You're being given the GMO. The chemtrails are spraying you with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, thorium, and other things. I mean, if you're a new listener, I harped on this for 6 months, 2 years ago, and finally saw articles in Texas, Illinois, Oklahoma, Florida, New York, Michigan. And I actually a few times contacted them and said, yeah, no, we got calls about you saying that they're adding radioactive isotopes, but the city says that that's classified for Homeland Security. What is exactly in the fluoride they're buying? We did test the pipes, and they are 120 times or 60 times. It varied city to city. Higher radiation, and there is radiation in the pipes, just like you said. But we're doing a report on why is it radioactive. And then the city says we don't know, and everyone acts like they're dumb. Because if you admit the government's putting radiation, radioactive isotopes in your water, the whole system is going to come down. And you know what? It needs to come down. This whole alien eugenic system they put on top of our republic 100 years ago is pure death. We're the fattest, we're the dumbest, we're the sickest with cancer and diabetes and neurological disorders, and the charts are going straight up, and Europe's right behind us, Japan's right behind us. They're killing us. I go to the mall now, and about a third of the kids that walk by me look like they've been beaten upside the head with a baseball bat. I mean, you know, sick kids with neurological disorders. That's why my wife wants to go out to eat and stuff, and I just can't do it anymore. I mean, I can't do it anymore. I can't go out in public anymore and see the kids dying all around me, the people with cancer everywhere, the people with... And it's all funny to the government. It's all these thugs and wannabe tough guys make me sick. And it's just going to get crazier and crazier till nobody can deny it anymore. And then the system's going to say, we got cures for everything that's wrong with you. And so the people are going to be slaves to the system that are in the upper echelon just to be able to survive the weapon attacks they're already under. I mean, here is the attorney general saying he had meetings with the media on how to put out anti-gun messages to brainwash the public. Here it is.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
That's enough.
We also want to have...
He goes on to say, have tattletale squads when the carpet cleaner's at your house and sees a gun case, call the police on you, even though the gun's legal. Create the perception that guns are illegal. Notice he said anti-violence, anti-gun. Psychological warfare, equate guns with violence. Always blame the gun for what a crazy person does. Not the fact that on average 15 times more often, or some cases 20-something, but let's be conservative, do people use guns against the commission of a crime. These are all psychological warfare groups. They see you as a computer that they're programming. They see you as a joke. They're going to use you. I know a lot of you are laughing, but when your child gets diagnosed with cancer, I tried to stop it. When you get diagnosed with it very young, and you won't believe it then, when they finally tell you that you're inoperable, you're going to die, I want you at least to admit we were right and try to warn some people before you die. That's all I want. Now, this next little clip was released by a researcher. That's not the scientist that's in the video. Joey Lombardi, and we've checked, it is a Pentagon briefing that went on, dealing with a program. Because separately, when I watched this, I knew it was real, and they showed it to me when a caller mentioned it, because I'd seen it in Wired Magazine, I'd seen it in BBC. But like, oh, you won't be depressed anymore. Guys, search vaccine to cure depression. And it said it hits the same area of the brain associated with spirituality. But once you don't have all these strong emotions, once you're not in tune to things, once you're not feeling, you'll be a good android. See, first the globalists tell us we don't have a spirit and that we don't have free will. Now they want to erase what has the free will, or at least what our spirit is interfacing with in the cerebral cortex. And so they say troops coming home that are depressed, we'll give them this. And I can show you Associated Press, Reuters, Daily Mail. New vaccine to cure depression. New vaccine to cure drug abuse. Hits the same area of the brain. And people that have taken these in trials are just like, oh, yes, I like that. That's very nice. They just, they're biological androids. Hey, go over there and move those rocks. Okay, I will. It's not like a lobotomy where you can't talk. It's just you don't have that essence anymore. The fluoride targets the pineal gland. I'm going to come back and play this clip. Then I'm going to play a clip from a film I did 2 years ago, a special piece called Brain-Eating Vaccines. Everybody's like, ah, you know, it's funny. There it is, new treatment for depression, vaccines. People have severe depression and don't respond to medication or psychiatric therapy have only one choice, electroshock therapy. But now there's a new option for these people that offers some of the same benefits. Oh, is electroshock running blue lightning over your frontal lobes, but with none of the pitfalls. Oh. And it goes on to say that they use, is that a vaccine article? Because I don't see it in the article. They're not saying what the treatment is. The headline is vaccine, new vaccine to cure depression. That's it. Boom. And that was some other type of treatment. I'm going to look it up and see what that was. I'll find it during the break. It doesn't matter. We're going to break here in just a moment. The issue here is that I'm just trying to warn people, and I don't claim to be the best at this. All I know is I've done the research. It's real, and then some. People think I'm fear-mongering. Folks, it's so much crazier than I can tell you. It's so much further along. And I've got all the Rockefeller documents. I've got them all. I mean, I'll just do it during the break. I'm going to type in vaccine to stop drug abuse, vaccine to cure depression, vaccine to cure being angry, vaccine to cure being anxious. Go look it up for yourself. And they're not even vaccines. They're live viruses that go in and eat certain areas of your brain. It's all coming up after the break. Infowars.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Okay, we're back, and I did find the articles. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. It goes on to say you won't be angry, you won't get upset anymore, you'll just be able to work and won't have any more painful emotions. And it goes on with the University of California developing it, part of a wide spectrum of anti-depression vaccines. And again, we'll show folks that headline if they want to be able to go and find that article for themselves. There's a whole bunch of these, and our big article breaks it all down. This is from 2010. Brain eating vaccines, the reality behind the conspiracy theory. Wired magazine hit piece attempts to debunk legitimate concerns about agenda to chemically lobotomize general public through vaccines water supply. And all I was doing was linking to Department of Defense, Daily Mail, and other reports where they said they're going to cure racism by giving us vaccines that eat the part of the brain that can recognize cultural or racial differences. In fact, I forgot that part. In fact, that was in the news last week. Guys, drug could cure racism. Well, that just means getting rid of a part of the brain that makes different calculations. Folks, they're openly saying arrest us if we don't believe in man-made global warming. They're authoritarians. We're all in danger. This is a scientific dictatorship. If corrupt elites had things that could make the public servile, would they use them? You bet. They now admit they put the fluoride in the water to make us servile and to calcify the pineal gland, the gland that does a chemical reaction with the cerebral cortex for deep spiritual moments. When people can't be bought for money, when people are ready to give their lives for others, the system is afraid of that. Let's go to this Pentagon briefing that got leaked. I've now learned that the guy that released this was arrested. Oh, yeah. I tell you, I'm glad that caller called. I've been doing a lot of research during the breaks. The gentleman that leaked this, and the Pentagon has confirmed this is their video, the guy that released this was arrested, who was part of the program. Here is a Pentagon briefing 7 years ago in 2005. Here it is.
Light lit up the right middle frontal gyrus, shown here, and that's the part of the brain that's associated with theory of mind. It's the part of the brain that has to do with intents and beliefs and desires. In marked contrast, here's an individual who would not particularly self-describe as religious. And when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing something.
So you're suggesting I take a CT scan with me when I'm evaluating people to determine whether I put a bullet in their head?
So the data that I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing. And I think that we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed?
Well, so the present plan.
Back it up 10 seconds. How do you propose this be dispersed? Aerosols. Again, won't sell out, has hardcore beliefs in the spiritual center of the brain. We'll make them a normal person, these people that don't care. You see this professor at this big UN event in Europe calling for people's arrest and says we're mentally ill and have to be re-educated into accepting what they say. It's about making you do what they say. Headline, climate change skeptic, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. And I've asked Paul to do a whole article going through how they're saying this everywhere. They're saying arrest people. These are authoritarians. They'll do this. And by the way, the whistleblower that released this went on to break down, and I've separately confirmed what's in here separately from government documents, that they're already now giving this to the troops, many of them, and that they're looking at putting it in the flu shots. We're in so much trouble. The public are zombies, a lot of them, that got that flu shot. That's why they can't care anymore. Let's go back to the video. Go back.
Essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed? The aerosol?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses, And we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses.
All right, folks, we'll be back with the rest of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, you refuse to turn your firearms in. You refuse because it's an absolute belief that it's your right and it's a line in the sand. Well, they're just going to give you vaccines that destroy the resistance sector of your brain, also the area that sees and recognizes incredible beauty that is associated with the highest levels of brainwave activity. That's what happens in spiritual experiences. And I actually see atheists on this video online going, good, it's time to shut up all you religious people. This isn't just about religion. It's about serious beliefs. This is associated with the spark of special human intellect. This is lobotomizing people. And notice the people that call themselves the left are like, good, lobotomize the public. Arrest them if they don't believe in climate change. Let us run things. They're not liberals. This woman, give me a document, Cam Shotar, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. When I called Paul about his article this weekend that went mega viral and got picked up by scores of newspapers, linking to her paper, she was at the big UN meeting, Planet Under Pressure, for Earth Hour, I said, this isn't enough. I want links to all the other places where this isn't just her. They're openly saying everywhere, arrest everybody. Arrest and re-educate us. That's who we're dealing with. You don't think people like that would not release stuff like this in a New York minute? Zoom in a little bit more on that for folks. Used to, we could zoom right in and show people the text. Here, I'll put it over there. You can show people over there. I'm going to put some other articles down there for the record. Climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. Global warming alarmist equates climate change with racism. And so you've got to arrest these evil people. Let me show you some other stuff. Vaccine to stop heart attacks could be here in 5 years. Oh, they care about us. Then I got a big stack of articles we were able to dig up. Vaccines for drug addiction. Make the kids take them. Oh. What's it do? It's a live virus that eats holes in your brain. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of humanity. They're getting us all ready to give us soft kill weapons that make a servile jellyfish. That even as they release the mega plagues of the future and almost everybody's dying, folks will just be calm. I don't know. What the TV say? Okay. And they'll just die with pleasure because those areas of their brain have been destroyed. And that's why they want the Arab Spring to roll in with the inoculations, with the chemtrailing. They've got to get in the airspace. We're hit with aluminum. We're hit with barium. All of it attacks the brain. We're hit with the fluoride, hits the exact areas that they associated in mammal studies. And they admit in these documents they've been doing this to monkeys and now people at Abu Ghraib at the research facility and at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo. That's what they want. They want you... Oh, man, I just can't believe this. I've always known this issue is ever, and for 7 years, this has been out there, and it got leaked last year, and they arrested the guy that released this video we're playing right now. Let's play just 4 minutes of it from the start, and I got Watson doing a big article on this, but if you want to find the article about how you won't be depressed anymore, Daily Mail, jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. Forget the age-old remedies of yoga, meditation, and popping pills. Receiving chronic stress, could soon be as simple as having an injection, according to scientists. And see, they hide it in plain view. Oh, we're just looking at a stress reliever, like a cup of tea in the afternoon. Academics say they're close to developing the first vaccine for stress, a single jab that could help us relax without slowing down, being a good worker. And I went and looked it up, and it's one of the live viruses. After 30 years of research into cures for stress, Dr. Robert Sapkowski, professor of neuroscience at Stanford University in California, believes it's possible to alter brain chemistry to create a state of focused calm. They're going to make us the better human. They're going to arrest us if we don't do what they say for climate change and give them all the power, too. Aren't we lucky we've got them? Professor claims he is on the path to genetically engineered formula that would resolve the need for relaxation or prescription drugs. And it goes on with a special vaccine biologically designed by destroying brain cells that are associated with causing the problem. Oh, yes, a shot. Yeah, I mean, it's like a science fiction movie. You're going to have the shot, and then no more problems, no more pain. Back to the Pentagon briefing. With the Pentagon code, I checked it all. The Pentagon, they arrested the guy that released this. Joey Lombardi. I want to get a hold of him if he's out of jail. He got arrested last year. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Excuse me. On the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics. And this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Over here, we have individuals. So let me complete. So over here, we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalist, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the VMAT2 gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis for the development of this approach.
What you see here is by spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from donning on a bomb vest and going into a market and blowing up the market.
So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. So we have some very, very remarkable data in this next slide. Here we have two brain scans. These are fMRIs. These are two different individuals with different levels of expression of VMAT2.
Back it up 10 seconds. Thank you. What do you think elites are going to do with weapons? They're going to develop the stuff they have, and they're going to deploy it. You think autism going from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 50-something now? You think cancer up over 10,000 percentage points in children, 2,000 percentage points in adults plus, diabetes up 3,000-plus percent type 2 alone, juvenile onset epidemic, neurological disorders epidemic, bowel disorders epidemic? Do you think they're going to stop? No, they're not going to stop. And now I went just during breaks and dug up that they are giving experimental vaccines for depression to the troops. That's what these are. Oh, you're not going to be worried anymore that you've been here 7 tours. We're going to give you this shot, Bubba. You're going to get a fever, and you ain't going to worry about nothing ever again. You're going to go home and work at Walmart and then die of the cancer shots we already gave you. And I know all these people out there, because I talk to them sometimes, they're like, okay, well, you can't beat this, I'm going to join it. Join with the devil, basically? You don't join with that, you idiot. All you do is fight this. We've got to bring down the New World Order. We've got to arrest all these people. And notice they always get you to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution for some outside enemy, like the Muslims. The Muslims, the New World Order extremist Muslims, are run by the globalists. On record, I got stacks of news where they admit Al-Qaeda is the group they're using to go into Syria. You hear these Pentagon doctors and psychiatrists going, oh, so you say this will stop a guy going to a market to blow people up? Well, I like, and it'll stop troops from coming home and committing suicide. Because you won't have that fanatic, over-the-edge willingness. That's what they're scared of. They're scared of when they push you around and try to hurt you and steal what you got, you're going to fight back. They're scared of it. You give John Wayne a shot of this, he goes over in the corner and does what he's told. And it's communicable. And listen, it's not just this Pentagon briefing. I just read to you where, oh, you take this shot, you're not going to get upset anymore. You know what? I like the fact I get upset. It gives me energy. That's my love is passionate and my anger is passionate. And you want to get rid of that. You want to get rid of the fact that I'm willing to die. You don't like the fact I'm committed. You don't like the fact that I have this connection to God. It's like the song. Yeah, here come the visions. Here come the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. The system knows with their brain scans, folks. They know you're outside this world. They know you're connected to things that are bigger. They don't like it. Beethoven, music, science, quantum mechanics, and every study is associated with the spiritual zones that they associate spirituality with. They want that off. They want it cut off. If that isn't the devil, I don't know what is. They want to shut that down. Finish up the clip. I'll try to shut up. Here it is.
Here we have two brain scans. These are fMRIs. These are two different individuals with different levels of expression of VMAT2. On top is an individual who's a religious fanatic, an individual, and we've repeated this numerous times, that has high levels of VMAT2. Now, this individual down here who had low levels of the VMAT2 gene, this individual would self-describe as not particularly religious. In each case, these individuals were read a religious text. This individual lit up the right middle frontal gyrus, shown here, and that's the part of the brain that's associated with theory of mind. It's a part of the brain that has to do with intents and beliefs and desires. In marked contrast, here's an individual who would not particularly self-describe as religious, and when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing something.
Back it up. Now notice, that part of the brain is not just associated in the front right lobe with religion. It's, again, mathematics, Beethoven, fires in the minds of men. What did Thomas Jefferson say? He said, we will ignite fires in the minds of men. That's the fire. I feel it right now. The fire. The fire! They want to extinguish the fire! This is the greatest abomination I've ever seen. I declare war against these people. They want some lower brain. You see what they just showed? Some lower brain, not associated with genius, some lower animal level that's disgusted by the fire in the mind. Oh, I mean, think of an enemy that comes for our fire. That's who I am. They want my soul. And they cannot have it. By the way, burning out my brain won't blot that out. The spirit only interfaces with the brain. You think you're going to blot out just by screwing up my earth suit? You got another thing coming. Remember, the Luciferians, they are religious. They are aware of that, but they're tuned to darkness. This is the greatest abomination I've ever seen. And it's hidden in plain view like, hey, trendies, there's going to be a shot where you'll have focus, calm. No more will you be upset. No more will you have a conscience. Let's go back to it. This is so sick.
And when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing
or
something.
Or being a scumbag.
So you're suggesting I take a CT scan with me when I'm evaluating people to determine whether I put a bullet in their head?
Hey, pause.
The data.
So do you suggest I have a CT scan out in the field, see if I put a bullet in their head? These guys are all real tough. You know, they're all allowed to do whatever they want. You know, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. We get tough. We're the government doctors. You know, we decide who gets the shots. We decide who we lobotomize. You've already been drinking it your whole life, pal, to make sure you never break through and stop caring about yourself and care about the creation of the Creator and a greater whole. They don't want you and your DNA and everything you are to resonate. They want to keep you down here at an animal level. They want to shut down the intent, the spark to creation, the spark to resistance, the spark to everything that makes humans so great. I've told you, looking at old films and things, that electric spark that was in everybody's eyes 100 years ago, 70 years ago, it's dimmer and dimmer. It's only in children's eyes now. And they admit, I saw big studies in Reuters this week, that the computers are rewiring kids' brains, something we wrote about years ago, and actually dumbing them down. I mean, you know, we're a cursed nation. And it's going to get a lot. We're a cursed world where the Pentagon sits around calmly talking about giving troops and Hodges, as they call them racistly. Cheney talked about a race-specific weapon just to kill all the Arabs. Let's go ahead and go back to the tape. Let's go back. Here it is.
That I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing. And I think that we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is...
Back it up 10 seconds. Notice they all use words like the virus would go after the gene. No, They're calling the gene that grew your brain that way, it eats the tissue. So it's a virus eating the tissue. But they call it in the news, focus calm, not brain eating, not taking your conscience. Focus calm. Oh, the virus inoculates against this gene. The virus is attacking your brain. Your brain, they're saying, is a disease because they're diseased, crazy scientific control freaks. Most of them are a bunch of illiterate, gibbering morons who can hardly talk, by the way. Let's go back to the enemy's minion. Here it is.
CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed? Aerosol?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses.
Stop right there.
And
the guy asked, how do we deploy it? And he said, you just release it on everybody. What did they find with the H1N1? Turns out it was released 5 years ago, and the Centers for Disease Control admitted it was a, quote, simulant tracker virus. It was a brain eater. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
this next video is of David Rothkopf. This article is up at Infowars.com if you want to watch the full 30-something minute video. But David Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group, CEO of Gretchen Rothkopf, and author of Power, Inc., he also wrote Superclass and admits the whole global government. He's been on the show before, refused to come back on the second time. He thought, I'd just come on and thought you'd be reasoned with. You know, you're part of the superclass of media, Alex. That's how they get people to get involved. You heard him on the show. But here is Rothkopf talking about civil unrest, substantive civil unrest in the U.S. by the bankers engineering this collapse, so they hope to trigger a race war instead and out of it get gun control. By the way, Bill Clinton has come out. Kurt Nemo's doing an article on it. Obama has called for gun control after Trayvon Martin. So has Joe Biden. And now Bill Clinton says restrict guns. And now the FBI is being sent in, so we'll never find out the truth what happened with Zimmerman, because this is purely political. Trying to get a race war going. That's one of our top articles at Infowars.com. I had a lot of news I didn't get to today because I spun off into this whole brain-eating vaccine situation. Because what does any of this matter if they just start releasing stuff that openly reduces our IQs and kills that spark of intuition and understanding we have, which is what they're attacking? Only the strongest of us have not succumbed to this. Most people know what's going on, but say, what are you going to do? They've lost their will to resist, their basic human will. But those people don't count. I'm sorry, they're just casualties here. We got to triage them. Those of us that haven't been completely destroyed by this have got to get with others and start warning people and start saying no to the system. Here's the David Rothkopf clip. Go ahead and roll it.
In 1950, if you dropped out of high school, you go get a job at the GM factory, have a decent life, have a middle-class life, have opportunity for your children. If you drop out of high school now, you are destined to live in poverty. You will not compete with people from these other places in the world. You probably will not have social programs. And there will be substantial unrest in the United States, I think, as a consequence of all of this. So the balance matters. And it's not to say, leave it to the government. And it's not to say, leave it to the private sector. It's to say that this struggle that's been going on for 400 or 500 years to get the balance right and is an ongoing struggle is something we need to revisit. We need to ask those questions. Why are there corporations? Why is there government? What is the right mix between those things? What can we learn from history?
So now the system is acting like they're trying to fix what they've engineered. This is like a few years before they imploded this market by design to get more power. Greenspan says, oh, we have a rational exuberance. Boy, you guys screwed up when he got rid of Glass-Steagall. That's all that's going on. We're going to have a big nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, where I'm going to get into all this and more and a bunch of news I didn't get to. I mean, some of this stuff. Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. Never got to that. Got to some calls, but not everybody holding. If you call back tomorrow, Reverend Bruce, soldier in Washington, Richard, Kurt, Chris, I'll get to you. I just ran out of time, and that's the danger of taking calls. I mean that sarcastically, is a lot of times they'll take me in a different direction. England is announcing all phone calls and email to be recorded in live time by the state. Total Big Brother, just in your face. Same thing's already going on here. It's all just off the charts. The Supreme Court has decided the government can track your cell phones without warrants here in the U.S. It's just, it's total tyranny. Total tyranny. Look out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.